Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Against all living. With brand new mercy I'm giving.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Well, hello, everyone. I hope everyone's having a great day, and I'd like to say welcome. Welcome, welcome, and I hope all is doing well due to circumstances and situations. But before we get to that, I would just like to say once again, welcome to Women in Motion Radio. We are live, and I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to about her business, email her information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women in our local communities and around the world, not excluding men, not excluding anyone. Women in Motion is featured on the eWater Radio. That is KEWR-DB. Listeners, call in. The number is 323-642-1757. You can also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. Email me at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. For more information, like to just talk to me, send me some comments or your likes and your dislikes, or reach out to the guests that I have on the show, please feel free to do that. So we're about to go live with our guest in a few seconds. Just a little things I want to get out there. I did not have my show last month due to I had a few deaths in my family, my cousin Twitch, also a friend and another family member. So there was a lot going on, so I just postponed the show. But I would like to say to everyone, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your kind words of inspiration. Thank you for just reaching out. If I didn't call you back or reach out to you, please forgive me. I've just been on a little roller coaster here, but we're still moving forward, because we have a great show today with a phenomenal guest. But before I tell you about my guest, I would like to say to you, I pray that everyone is staying focused, staying positive, believing in yourself, moving forward, because you all have greatness in you. So know who you are and love yourself first. Pray up to stay up. And as your elevator is rising, there may be some people you may have to drop off in a good way. Not a bad way. We're all positive. But I like to say thank you for everyone who's joining in and who's listening in. Give a chance for a few people to just log on. I know my guest is ready because I'm ready and I'm excited. So if I go a little fast, slow me down. You can always text me. But once again, I'm your host, Peggy Avila, Peggy's Social Moment, Women in Motion Live on eWater Radio. Dial 323 right now, 642-1757. Send a text message to a friend, to a family member. Tell them to listen in, because this is a must-listen show today. It's important. We're all dealing with something, mental illness and just health, all type of things. But, wow. So I'd just like to say something. Judy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. And how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely fabulous tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous, too. I'm doing, girl, I'm staying on your page, okay, because we got the high vibes going, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. I like to say something to my listeners. where I'm giving a chance for everyone to log in, 323-642-1757. You want to know who is she? This is my guest. She is simply extraordinary, not just because of the things she says and does, but because of the spirit and the grace with which she does them. She touches hearts and minds as she goes about her daily life, sometimes not even knowing the difference she makes. She could be someone you've just met or someone you've known forever, but no matter who she is, she adds beauty and brightness to your world. That is you. So joining me on the show today is my guest, Duty Boning. Just to tell you, she is an author, a costume designer. She made her debut. She was on television. Duty Boning is happily retired, living in Southern Oregon, where she has an opportunity, well, she had an opportunity to reflect on her roller coaster. She spent the majority of her career in the entertainment industry in Hollywood, California, in costume and design. She was blessed to start her career with the famous, great Betty Davis and ended with Betty White, two of the greatest Bettys in the industry. From her childhood to her retirement, her roller coaster cart has come close numerous times to, wow, Judy, to, is it kerning off the track? But you held on with the belt tighter and hung on. Trains, automobiles, trucks, fires, oh my, wow, somehow kept her creative juice flowing. You got to read her book. Like I said, she's an author. It's a brand new book. After you read this book, then ask yourself, could I have handled the challenges that she faced? So, Judy, hey, welcome again. Yeah. Wow. You are just a remarkable lady.
Oh, I thank you so much. It's very nice of you to say so. I've just been through some challenges that your average person doesn't usually go through. Mm-hmm. And that's all.
Wow. You say that's all just so lightly. Well, you know, Judy, it seems like you see every ending has a new beginning. And that's what you have done. Because, that's what you have done. Yeah. I like to say this to my guests because your new book is making headlines. It's Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel. You're sharing the true story of the book inside of you. You're an extraordinary, remarkable woman. You know, the costume designer in the professional entertainment industry. Just so we're here. You're joining me on eWater Radio on Women in Motion Live, and we're keeping it live and we're keeping it real. Keep in mind, listeners, we're not excluding men. We're not excluding anyone. So don't forget to share that link right now, 323-642-1757. So, Judy, tell us a little bit about yourself, about how you, your life, and talk about your book. How did you overcome and just hold on?
Well, those are a lot of questions, actually. I see it as God gave me these special incidences for a special purpose. He didn't just let them happen to me for no reason whatsoever, to just have them experience them and move on. I feel that he gave them to me to share with the world, to let people know that, yes, you can go through traumas and different types of traumas that where you're personally facing death, or someone in your family is facing death, or your house burns down, or any number of things. You're in a car accident. It's all how you handle that. And I'm the first to admit, it's not easy when you're actually going through it. It's tough. And but you've got to just hang on to the thought that it's going to get better. It's going to be okay. And God knows I've experienced a lot of close calls, and I feel that I've come out stronger from each one of them. And I look back on most of them now, and it has been a while since they've happened. So time does kind of heal things in its own little way. But I'm to the point where I can almost joke about what everything I've been through. And
wow.
God, I feel, has a purpose for me. I just don't know what that is yet. So maybe it is writing this book and letting people know that, hey, maybe cutting your finger on that piece of paper wasn't so bad. And maybe they'll learn something from my book. I don't know. I was young when a lot of this happened to me. The major part of the book is called My Worst 3 Months. And that's where I'm in a high-rise fire. I find out my father's dying of cancer. I'm run over by a semi-truck. My father dies of cancer. And
sorry to hear that.
Things just go on. But that was a little rough because it all happened within 3.5 months.
All of that, excuse me, all within 3.5 months, the fire, your father,
oh, yeah.
Correct?
Yes. Now the fire happened on November 21st of 1980. I found out on December 22nd of 1980 that Dad had cancer and had 3 to 6 months to live. Then that January, I was down in L.A. at my apartment. And we finally decided, you know, hey, can you come up here and spend the night with him playing night nurse? And I wasn't working at the time, so I came on up to Medford, Oregon, where my parents lived, and sat up with Dad at night. And that was rough. Because he was just slowly watching him go downhill. And so there was, let's see, that February then of 24th of February of 1981, I told Mom and said, hey, I got to get out of here. Let me take Dad's car down to L.A. and pay some bills. I'll be back in 2 days. That's when I was run over by a semi-truck in a snowstorm.
Oh, wow. You were run over by the truck in driving to L.A. from Oregon?
Yes, over what's called the Siskiyou Pass here between the border of California and Oregon.
Now, were you outside the truck or what?
I was inside a car when the truck jackknifed and came at me sideways.
Oh, my goodness. You see me,
and,
wow. I know this is it, right?
Oh, I thought I was dead, and I had always had a premonition of laying down in the front seat of a car, and I never knew why, because I'd had this premonition since I was a kid, like around 8 or 9. And since I had no traction in the snow, I just let go of the wheel and laid down in the front seat. And fortunately, it was just a regular seat. It wasn't bucket seats. It was just a bench seat. And the semi that came at me sideways totally smashed in the driver's side of the car. So had I not let go and laid down in the front seat, I wouldn't be here.
Wow. Did you have to get rushed to the hospital? Were you hurt or what?
Oh, yes. No, I had 5 stitches in my head. and it screwed up my TMJ and my jaw. And that's pretty mm-hmm. much all that happened to me. Other than that, I pretty much walked away from it. And
wow.
Then that happened on the 24th of February, and on the 27th of February, my father passed away.
Oh, wow. You have had an experience in life. That's why you're here. Now, with
yes.
the close brushes of death that you've had, and you're living today to the fullest, you're following your dreams, you're doing what you love, correct? You were inspired to write your memoirs. And first, when I spoke with you, Judy, you told me who would want to listen.
Right.
Is that what you said? Who would want to listen to your book?
It was about 25 years ago. I was telephone buddies with Martin Sheen, and we were speaking one rainy winter day, and I told him about the screenplay I was writing, and he told me, oh, don't bother writing a screenplay. Everybody and their brother writes one. Don't waste your time. He said, write your memoirs. And I laughed at him.
Beautiful.
And said, who's going to read my memoirs? I'm nobody. And in the most serious fatherly voice, he said, trust me, they'll read it. And it's taken me 25 years. I finally met a publishing company called Two Sisters Writing and Publishing. And Elizabeth Ann Atkins is one of the sisters, and she has a writing seminar that she does every 6 months. And I took her writing seminar, and without that help, I would still not have a book today. But I took that seminar.
Well, you know what, Judy?
What?
The book is in you. The book is inside of you. Yes, I mean, definitely, Judy, I'm just all over the place because it's so much mental depression going through, but the book is inside of you.
Oh, it is. But I just didn't know how to put it together. And she taught me different ways and how to go about putting it together. And that helped me
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Well, let me ask you about the book.
Yes.
Just to interject here. Did you go through depression? No, let me see. You were in a fire, and that was at the MGM Grand Hotel, or which hotel was that?
Yes, that was the MGM Grand in Las Vegas in 1980.
You were in a fire. You're almost hit.
Right.
You were hit by a train. Not almost. You were hit by a train.
Correct.
A semi-truck.
Yeah. Yes, I was going over that semi-truck.
Uh-huh. And then there was one other thing that happened, one other incident.
Oh, my house burnt down 2 weeks before Christmas.
Okay, wow. Wow. Judy, that's why your book, I was looking at the cover of your book, it says fire and ice. You have went
yes.
through the fire and ice, and you have stormed through it.
Yes.
How? You have the depression, correct?
Oh, yes. I suffer from depression and PTSD from a lot of things. Mostly the marriage I was in. I was married to a Vietnam vet for 8 years. And
so a bad relationship.
Yes. I was fortunate in the regard that he never hit me. I wished he had. I would have been gone in a heartbeat. otherwise,
wow.
I stuck around for 8 years of verbal and emotional abuse. And
wow.
That took me 3 years to come out of that, back to my normal self and find me again. I had lost my self-esteem. I had lost my confidence. I had lost everything. And
wow.
I didn't believe I was good at anything anymore. It was Yeah, it was the lowest of lows.
Well, let me ask you, because we're celebrating your creativity. We're celebrating your bravely, boldly, beautiful. Yes, you are. You're all of that. You are wow, wow. Look at me saying wow, wow through the show. That's my new thing we're doing. We're celebrating your joy. We're just celebrating you. And you hear people say things all the time, and you wonder when you get depressed. So many. Now, you've had a lot of things happen. You boom, 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 back to back to back to back to back. And because there's so much to talk about, because we have this book, and then you were a costume designer for all these celebrities, known people. How did you get to push through that? How did you get to say, you know what? I know who I am.
Basically, it came down to having to pay bills. I had to work. And working got my mind off of the things that had happened to me. And it still took me years, like the time I was hit by the train. It took me a good 10 years before I would not stop at a railroad track. I would stop and look both ways, and then I'd cross it. It took me 10 years to get over that.
Cautious. Very cautious. Would you say you had fear?
Oh, yes.
You had fear.
And different sorts of fear. Like, in the MGM Grand Fire, my biggest fear was that I was never going to see anybody I ever knew or loved again. But I knew something just kind of, there were five of us in this one room, because my room was full of smoke. So as I went out into the hall, I ran into a gal about my age and her mother, and we knocked on the door of the room across from mine, and there was a Canadian couple in there, and they let us in. So that was five of us, and the Canadian couple just knew we were all going to die. She was hysterical. And
wow, you were on the 13th floor, right?
Yes. And technically they called it the 14th floor, but we all know it was the 13th. And so I just, something clicked. I went into the bathroom. I got towels. I got them wet. I put them under the door. I tried to listen to anything that would have news about anything, like the television, the radio, listening out the window. I finally opened the window just a crack so I could hear what they were saying with the blowhorn. And for the first hour, I honestly didn't know if I was going to live or die or not. And, yes, I was scared, but I didn't I didn't let it show, because there were other people in the room that I didn't want them to get upset again.
Wow, you're looking out there. If you're listening to Women in Motion live on eWater Radio, Peggy's Social Moment, with my special guest, an extraordinary, remarkable woman of purpose, costume designer in the professional industry, as she shares her story with her new book, which is, wow, Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel. Is that right, Judy?
Yes. And you can find
You're
out.
You're sharing your story.
Yes. And you can find it at twosisterswriting.com.
So, Judy, you've been through life-threatening situations. You were hit by a train. You were in a fire at the MGM Grand in Vegas on the 13th floor, and your father passed, and you just still move forward. But you said something in the intro in your book. You said Dorothy, your parents.
Oh,
Dorothy and Wallace.
Yes.
Boney.
Dorothy was my mother. Wallace was my father.
Right. They taught you a lot of independence and strength, and you were thanking them for that throughout your life.
Oh, yes.
So that
yes.
strength that you were nurtured in and grew up in is what helped see you through with the help and grace of God.
Oh, yes, definitely. When I got into trouble, yeah, they'd help me along, but they'd make sure I knew how to handle the situation. Not that I got into
a lot of
trouble when I was younger. But.
You got in a lot of trouble? Were you, did you get in a lot of trouble when you were younger, Judy?
No, not really. I think I only snuck out of the house once or twice.
Well, it's so much to talk about with you. We're going to have you on for another show because it's quite a bit. You have done a lot in your life, but I don't want to just make sure I include your book. I want you to let my guests know, what is Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel? How did you come up with the title of that book and why?
Well, since Martin Sheen told me I should write my memoirs, I thought, who's going to read my memoirs? And I've always considered myself an angel. And if I'm not an angel, then I definitely have a guardian angel like everybody does. And aside from everyone having a guardian angel, we all have other angels. Like a silly example is if you're driving in L.A. and you're in a hurry and you need to find a parking place 5 miles before you get there, you can start asking the parking angels if you could please have a empty parking place when you get there. And 9 times out of 10, there'll be a parking place right smack dab in front. Amazing.
It is amazing. I believe in angels. I love angels.
Yes. And so I've always considered myself eccentric because the Webster's Dictionary definition of eccentric is deviating from the norm. And I've never considered myself normal. I've always gone the other, I've taken the other road as opposed to.
Well, listening to your story, you have taken the other ride because you have went through the storm, like you said, fire and ice, definitely. And I mean, all at one time, most people would give up. You face death right in the face.
Yes. Most people would be locked up in a rubber room. But it was mostly, the MGM and all that I talk about in the book is prior to having my daughter. But what I did go through with my daughter was my house fire. And she's seen
Judy,
me.
Judy, if you don't mind, how did your house catch a fire?
That's a very good question. I had just moved my aunt in who had Alzheimer's. And she was 86, healthy as a horse. And the only thing she really enjoyed doing was smoking her cigarettes. So her caregiver would let her have her cigarettes during the day and keep an eye on her. And he left for about an hour to run an errand for me and come back. And by the time he was back, the house was completely blazing on fire. And they investigated for 4 days and never could come up with a reason as to why the fire started. And I have my own theory, but some people have their other theories, which I won't go into because that'll probably be in the next book.
Right.
And let's just say it's interesting.
Your whole story is interesting, everything. So if everyone that's listening, please, Judy Boning, Arthur, costume designer, joining me live, Peggy Social Moment on E-Water Radio. You can still send a message to someone. You can text 323-642-1757. An extraordinary, remarkable woman of purpose, as I said before, worked professionally in the industry. We're going to brief through that as well. But if you think that you can't make it, she has made it through. She has faced death. She has wrote a brand new book. And this is a must-get book and a must-read book. Because right now, it's so much going on in this world. Right, Judy? So much.
Oh, yeah.
Just
so much.
You hear shootings and mental illness. But you made it through. And you speak highly of angels. Now, going back to your book, Judy, now you were inspired by Martin Sheen, who urged you to write your life story in a book, which is phenomenal, very phenomenal, because you have so much to share and so much inside of you, but you thought, who would want to hear it? Well, the world needs to hear it.
Exactly.
A lot of times we don't know what we want, but what we want is not what we need. This is a need.
Right.
How you have pushed through, how you were hit by a train, in a fire at the MGM Grand Hotel. Yes.
I wanted to
ask you this about your book. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead.
You have 13 chapters, I believe, in your book.
Yes.
Now, in your book, very important I get this information in. You talk about, in one of your chapters, I have papers all over the place, Judy, but your book is really good. You're everywhere. But I like my guests to know this. When I talk to Judy right away, I mean, the energy, the vibes is high. She was down to earth. She's worked with everybody. I'm going to make sure you hear who she's worked with before we finish the show. But your worst 3 months, and it was twosistersriding.com, 24 hours in Reno, shoe shopping. And then you have, what is that, Judy? One of your chapters, the Overclude poster? What are your chapters in your book?
Well, the drawings that I have in there are just drawings that I've done over the years that I liked and I wanted to include in there, so they don't really have any specific meaning to each chapter. I just kind of picked close to what I was doing, like the 24 hours in Reno. It's a gal dolled up in a sequin gown, and we end up flying to Reno for 24 hours and coming back. And the shoe shopping is just a couple of pairs of shoes. My girlfriend showed me a discount shoe store with discount Italian leather heels that were like ridiculously low priced. And yes, that got me off of one habit and onto shoe addiction.
All right. I love shoe addictions. I'm guilty of that myself. You put that in your book, Memoirs, I Love It, of an Eccentric Angel. That's the name of the book. Okay, and before we end the show, we're going to make sure they have that information. Now, your purpose of the book, Judy, what do you feel so good about in sharing your book, and what is your purpose for getting that book out there in the lives of other people? What is your message?
I would like to let people know that no matter how rotten things seem at the time, a good reason for it, and we might not know what that is right away. We might not know what it is for a year or more, but there's like my house burning down. if my house had not burnt down, I would not have been able to move back to LA the second time. And I would not have worked with a lot of the actors that I worked with the second time around. But I didn't see that when it was happening. I thought it was the end of my world. And
let me ask you something. The end of your world. You were in Oregon.
Yes.
Now, the incident, when did you transition to California and become a costume designer?
Okay, I graduated from high school in 71 from Medford, Oregon. I spent 1 year at the college in Ashland, Oregon, that's just across the California border. Then I moved to Portland for 5.5 years and became a mainframe computer operator. And I was supposed to get married. I was faced with a big Catholic church wedding and a country club reception. And 3 days beforehand, I decided I didn't really want to go through with that. So I called it off and said, bye-bye. And,
that you were so young, you cracked me up on that one. We're gonna have to share that on another.
That'll be in the next book as well.
Right, as we're going through the chapters of your life and going through the books of your life and seeing how you push through. Wow, these hurdles,
but
and
that,
you just.
That is, that marriage that I walked out of was the reason I moved to Los Angeles. I wanted to go back to school. I decided what had I always wanted to do the rest of my life, and it wasn't a mainframe computer operator. It was a costume designer, and so I moved to L.A., extremely green, extremely naive, and didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I got through it, and there were a few times I had some interesting experiences, but I also learned that you don't take public transportation, you drive your own car.
You learned that real quick, especially coming to L.A., right?
Yes. Yes.
Have your own.
There are crazy people on the bus.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yes.
You need your car if you don't want to put up with that. And you had already been through enough, right? You've been through enough.
Yeah.
Enough is enough. So Judy Boding, Arthur, Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel. She is an angel. She's a woman who stormed through the hurdles of life, and she pushed through, and she made it happen, and she wrote this book. And you need to get this book, and she has worked in the industry with we're just going to call this the Wow Show next time. So you are a costume designer, so I'm transitioning right now from the book because we're going to go back to the book, and I may have a few people want to ask a few questions. I think we may have like 20 minutes left, but you're a costume designer, and you've worked with James Belushi, you've worked with Betty White, Betty Davis, Mike Epps, Tyler James Williams, just to name a few, Jimmy Walker. Name some more. Brooke Shields, Debbie Allen, Cher. Who else have you worked with?
Billy D. Williams. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Jessica Parker, Chevy Chase, Benji the Dog, if you remember the Benji movies.
Yeah.
Loretta Devine, who is an absolute angel.
Yeah.
Sybil Shepherd. Yes, Sybil Shepherd. Robert Wagner, who is a complete and utter gentleman. And another complete gentleman is Nathan Fillion, the gentleman who played Castle, who's now the rookie. And we were on set or off the lot one day, and we came back in a van, and he stood at that back door and helped every single woman off the van with a hand. And
wow.
He was just an absolute sweetheart. And there were a lot of just regular people that they had acting jobs. They got paid a hell of a lot more than me. But that was about the only difference. They did their job. I did my job. And they were just normal people.
Judy, what a costume designer. Let me ask you, because we're going to be running out of time. I want to get somebody to want to ask you a question. Now, costume designer, you work for all these celebrities. I have a whole list. I have about 100 names. You basically work with everyone in the industry. Your sketching is fabulous.
Thank you.
Well, that's why you work with people like Betty Davis and Brooke Shields and Debbie Allen. The list goes on and on and on. You design the clothing, correct?
I design my clothing. I never quite made it to designing my own show. And so all of the designs that you have seen are designs that I've created that I'd love to sell to someone. Tell Nicole Kidman. She's nice and tall and can wear them. And the mistake I made, and I hope people learn from this. When I was in Portland, when I was still young and dumb, I was about 25-ish. 26, and I told myself when I moved to Los Angeles, if I made it just halfway there to costume designer, I will have made it and I'd be happy. Well, unfortunately, situations happened that I only made it halfway and I was not happy. I wanted to make it all the way. What happened?
And you did.
I ended up, eventually, but it
you have to be pretty good to have worked with all these people, because you worked with Jamie Lee Curtis, you worked with everybody, Robert Wagner, Patty Duke.
A lot of those people that I worked with were people that I worked with when I worked in the costume house when we were making costumes for them, and I'd be sent out on fittings. Robert Wagner, oh, my God, I was sitting on the floor pinning up his suit pants. Yeah, I was pinning up his suit pants for the Oscars or something, and when I was done, he actually reached out his hand and helped me up. No actor had ever done that before. He was a complete gentleman. And,
well, Judy, we're going to have a part two with you because I just want to open it up real quick. Does anyone listening have any questions they'd like to ask Judy right now? I'm giving you 2 minutes because we got to keep moving forward. Anyone have a question you'd like to ask Judy? Just say hi. Congratulations to read your book. Please speak now. Anyone? Giving you a minute.
They're
anyone
all
have
shy.
A question? Don't be shy. They're all shy, huh? Would anyone just like to say hello and congratulations on your new book, Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel, The True Story of the Book Inside of Her, how she's overcame.
Thank you so much, Peggy. Can you hear me?
You're very welcome.
Can you
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. That was a very interesting story, and it was wonderful that you did get to meet a lot of people, and that should be in your memoir. So, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Well, there is
only for the best for you.
Coming. Thank you.
Pardon?
There is another volume coming in about probably the end of this year. And I'll speak more about the people that I've worked with than the close-to-death events that I had in this book.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, I'm having you come back, close-to-death. Wow. The caller that's calling in that just gave a comment, this is really amazing, isn't it? Just to be where she is today, to work with everybody she has worked with in the industry, Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel, the book that's inside of her through depression and through losing her father, being hit by a train, being in a fire at the MGM Grand Hotel. You just kind of would put your head down and say, you know what, life is not worth living for. But she pushed through it. And I am so happy that you're on this show today, because that's what this show is about. It's to honor and celebrate the accomplishments of women in our communities and around the world, not excluding men. And you are a lady that needs to be celebrated. So, caller, thank you so much. And Judy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a book from you, and I'm going to give it to one of my listeners that's listening to the show. And then have someone else. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And briefly, because we run out of time, Judy, let my guests know. Now, you were on, briefly, we have 2 minutes of everything. You were on the news as well. You were on channel KNBC. Making your debut for your book.
It was KLBI in Medford, Oregon.
All right. Because we want to follow you here in California. It doesn't matter where you are. You're with us. We admire and appreciate you.
I have page. I have a Facebook page called Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel.
Yes.
So you can just follow me there.
You got it. If you can't get that, you can email me. And Judy, give out your social contacts right now to my guests. Our guests. We're together in this.
My email would be eccentricangel@yahoo, eccentricangel@yahoo.com. eccentricangel@yahoo.com. And then you can find me on Facebook under Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel.
Beautiful. Okay. And you're here live on Women in Motion, and they're on the news talking about mental illness and just depression and everything, but you have pushed through. So everyone goes through depression and a mental illness some way or another. But for you to bring it out, and if you're inspiring and you're encouraging and you're motivating people. And I encourage everyone to list the book. Like I said, I'm going to purchase a book or two, Judy. I'm going to give it to someone who's listening to my show. And then, because we're going to have a part two with you, because I seem like I'm just rushing through everything, because it's just so much about you, and you're just such a – I love you, Judy. You have really touched my heart.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart.
In a very special way. You bring tears to my eyes.
Because so
you have stormed through the weather. Yes.
Memoirs
of an Eccentric
Angel. Storms.
And now, one other thing I like to do right here in my show right now, you're very welcome. You have that to thank me. You're just being you. We're not scripting anything here. We're keeping it live. We're keeping it real. We're being ourselves. We're down to earth. We're just in a general conversation, and we're sharing this book. We encourage you to follow Judy. You follow me, Women in Motion. I will be posting where Judy is. I will post her book signings. I will post her emails, her social media. Right. Anything you need me to do, Judy, to help promote your book, I am here and available for you. Now, I'd like to give a gift card to my first caller. Do I have someone to present that for me? Briefly. Hello, are you there? have someone that's going to present that. Well, while we're waiting.
I'm here.
Yes.
We're here.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Okay, hi, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. I thank you for just wonderful show you had this evening with Judy. It was very interesting and exhilarating and very informative and very uplifting. So, Judy, thank you for being on the show. And I know that Peggy will have you back again soon. And the listeners will be waiting for you to come back for a second review. And I do believe for the sake of – thank you so much again. And for the sake of time, I know that – thank you, Judy. We have a gift certificate, I think it's one of the books, that maybe Judy can even autograph and send to Peggy to have it to the first listener. Is that what we're doing? Okay, great. Do we have a first caller, Peggy?
Yes, I have a number for 1753, the last four numbers.
1753. Caller, 1753. If you are that person, if you can please email, Peggy, give out your email address. I'm sorry, I don't have it here in front of me. To the caller.
Women in Motion at Gmail. I'm sorry, Women in Motion 07 at gmail.com. If your number is in 1713. I'm not giving your number out. Want anyone trying to flirt with you. But if it is in 1713, you need to email me, womeninmotion07@gmail.com. And would you like to say something else to Judy right now? You're presenting that. I greatly appreciate you.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure to be on your show and to have a book to present someone. I hope they enjoy reading it. And thank you so much for everything.
You're very welcome. Now, Judy, I'm going to I'm going to get the book from you. You're going to autograph it.
Yes.
We'll talk about the details later, but we will do that. My guest, we are here to support you. That's what we do.
Great.
We're here to support you. And you need to make sure that we know that when you're coming back to L.A., I know you're coming to L.A. to an event. Can you briefly say the name of the event that you're coming out to? And
I'm coming to a women's conference called I Am That Woman. And it's going to be held on March 4th down by the airport. I'll have to get you the information, Peggy, and have you put it up on your website.
Okay, I sure will. And Judy, is there anything you would like to say to the guests that's listening to the show today?
Just thank you so much for listening. I certainly appreciate it. I hope you all, if you have been through something horrible or a trauma or something, that you've been able to get through it. And I try to find laughter. Helps. Of course, it does take time. You're not going to get through it right away, but it does get easier. And you can do it. You can push through. You've got other people depending on you. I've got my daughter depending on me. She's my mainstay that keeps me going. Yeah, even though she's 36.
Wonderful.
So,
well, that's okay. She's still a baby.
She is. She's my baby. So, you can make it through whatever you can. You'd be surprised at how strong you can be when you need to be.
You said a lot there. And please say the name of your book again, Judy.
It's Memoirs of an Eccentric Angel. And you can find
Judy
it.
Boney.
Yes. B-O-H-N-I-N-G. And you can find it at twosisterswriting.com.
All right. Well, we still got to have a few more minutes. Anyone else like to say anything to Judy while you're on the line? While you're on, anyone, anything you like to say? Seemed like someone was getting ready to say something. Well, I would like to say something. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
And I said, once again, we thank you for being on the show, and we look forward to her journey and watching her, following her on her journey as it unfolds. And once again, we look forward to the next show, Peggy, and having more guests tune in and chat more about what she's doing and encourage other women like her to be women in motion. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Judy, you are an entrepreneur at heart and really is amazing to me. I'm a prayer warrior. And just to see that the things you have went through and you still have the strength and the courage, and you stated that you were inspired by Martin Sheen to write this book. You took that energy, you took that hurt, you took that depression, and you put it in a book that tells a lot about you and who you are. You're reaching out to a hurting world. Depression is major.
Yeah.
It's hidden. You don't see it.
What I find
you look normal.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What I find interesting about my experiences, I look at some of the things I've been through, and then I'll see somebody else who's been through one horrible car accident and is now in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives. And I just think how blessed I am to be able to still be on all fours and living my life. So even though I've been through a lot, there are other people that I realize I'm very blessed compared to.
You are truly blessed. You are truly an inspiration. And if you didn't hear this in the beginning of the show, she listens to her heart above all other voices. She loves life, and it loves her back, definitely. Who is she? She's Judy Boney. She is simply extraordinary, I must repeat, as I did in the beginning, not just because of the things she says and does, just because of the spirit and grace with which she does them with. She touches hearts and minds as she goes through her daily life, sometimes not even knowing it. The difference she makes, she could be someone you've just met or someone you've never known forever. But no matter who she is, she adds beauty and brightness to your world. And when you get this book, it's going to add to your world. And remember, you're listening to your host, Peggy Social Moment, Peggy Avila, on eWater Radio, Women in Motion Live, interviewed with Judy Arthur, costume designer, going to have her on for part two, because I want everyone to hear this message. I want to share this with everyone. I want to thank all my listeners for calling in and listening and for your support. Support Judy. Go get the book. Get me.
Yes.
You have a powerful, blessed day, and we look forward to talking to you. Thank you, Judy. I love you. Remember on this note, life is not measured by the breaths that we take, but the moments that take our breath. Nice to be important,
Thank you so much,
have
Peggy.
A blessed day. Thank you, Judy. Love you, girl. God bless.
It's a brand new morning.